Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today, we're watching episode 441 of Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 23, The Wings of Animaria.
There's something on the wings.
On the wings!
It aired July 20th, 2002, written by Suzy Shimoyama and directed by Worth Keeter.
Was that the same team as last time?
Last time it was, no. Last time
was Jill Donnellan and Jill somebody.
And Taro Sakamoto. The time before that was another Suzy Shimoyama episode, but that one was directed by Koichi.
Gotcha. Last time was Jill Donnellan. Jill Donnellan is not high on the list of fave writers, I don't think.
We're going to get a groan out of that until she can prove herself.
Yep. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. Not the last, don't watch Sing Song.
Please. Don't, you can skip it.
Please don't watch Sing Song.
I don't think you missed the introduction of the Deer Zord, but that's fine.
Doesn't matter. Here's what you gotta know. It's a Deer Zord. It's a big Zord, looks like a deer. That's it. That's all you gotta know. It has some cool powers. It's not worth it. Not worth the episode. The juice ain't worth the squeeze on that one.
No, it's really big and jacked and looks like it would be a centerpiece. Instead, it's just an arm.
It's an arm, and that's whatever. Anyway, we're going to go watch The Wings of Animaria right now.
Wild Time! And we're back, and we just watched The Wings of Animaria, and I can safely say that it is not worse than Sing Song.
It's not worse than Sing Song. It is kind of nothing, but it's not worse than Sing Song. I will always take kind of nothing over extremely detrimentally bad.
Yeah, actively bad.
Hey, jakeandjosh.com. That's our website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes up through InSpace on the website. Or if you go to the classic feeds, those are updated through Turbo. And we found out that after InSpace goes up, it will be a perfect 150 episodes in volume 2.
Yeah.
Like God intended. Like Animus intended for us.
It's probably going to be the last time that happens because of the episodes hit, or the seasons hit 40 episodes, I think, shortly after this, so.
Yeah, I think, what was after InSpace? I think Lost Galaxy was, like, a weird, like, it was, like, 44 or 43 or something, and then the rest of them are.
Yeah, InSpace is 43.
Okay, so that, yeah, that's the weird one. So, yeah, there, it's gonna get smaller from there, and then at some point, we'll be able to fit, like, 15 seasons, because it's gonna be 20 episodes each.
I don't know if Samurai and Super Samurai are different seasons.
That's one season. That's the same thing with Dino Charge and Super Dino Charge. Same thing with Beef Morphers and Super Beef Morpher. And the other one? What came between those two?
Ninja Steel. And was it Super Ninja Steel or was it Ninja Super Steel?
I feel like it was Ninja Super Steel, which is like worse somehow.
Or was it Dino Supercharge?
Maybe it was Dino Supercharge, which I actually kind of like that one.
I don't know. I think they said that the Beef Morphers Part 2 is not going to be Super Beef Morphers. It's going to be something
different. It's just going to be, it's going to be beef, too beef.
Beefy Morphers.
Beefy. Anyway, you can go listen to old episodes that way. You can email us at lilydates.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphingGrid. We're on Breeze Podcasts. We're on Google Play sometimes when they allow. According to somebody on Twitter, the episodes were switched. That was our fault. But it also only played like 30 minutes of the Don Mario episode.
That's a shame. That's a good one.
Jay on Twitter said 4:36 became 3:46. That's a weird quirk of how we put things up, is sometimes if the number's not there, it will pick a number using all the right numbers.
That's a new server-side thing where it's like, I can't find this one, so you probably meant this next closest thing.
This other one, which is funny because you were like, because someone was like, it's playing this other one, and I was like, okay. And then I told you, and I was like, did I write it wrong? Because 3 and 4 are the numbers that trip my dyscalculia the hardest. So I was like, maybe that was me. But nope, it was just the server being like,
it was me. Well, I forgot to retitle the file, to rename the file.
Right, because you so don't want had, all the underscores whole, and stuff
like,
in it.
Yeah, it had your whole Morphin Grid 436, and then like the whole title with spaces and everything.
Yeah. Anyway, so Google Play, we're not really on Google Play so much as we're like around Google Play. We're on Stitcher.
We dip our toes. We dip about 30 minutes of toes into Google Play.
About half of our show. But we're on a whole bunch of other ones. Leave us a rating review if you'd like. That would help us out a bunch. We really appreciate it.
I keep meaning to look into how to get on Spotify.
I feel like, because I know Pop Culture Failure is on Spotify, but the way they put it up, they have like a service that does all their stuff. So they just like, here's a podcast, and then they just do all the stuff for them, and they put it on Spotify. But we don't have that luxury.
No, we have
here on our show.
We have to give them the link ourselves.
Yeah, and so we don't know how to do that. So, you know.
We might learn. I mean, I'm working a lot. I don't have a lot of downtime right now. So
you're working a lot, and it's like the second worst shift hours.
Yeah.
11-8 is still worse, but 1-10 is not good.
It's pretty bad. At least I get to like eat lunch
yeah.
before I have to go in.
Anyway, please leave us a rating review. That's all that is to say. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh, where it's a little dollar a month. Get some cool stuff in return. You get Tattoo Teen and Jelly and Fudge from Beverly Hills episodes. You get early episodes. You get bonus episodes. Some of those might be Morphin Grid related, because we used to do commentaries, and I just, like, within this month, figured out a new way to do screen sharing with audio again. So maybe that'll happen. Who knows? Anyway, go there. Please and thanks. Speaking of patrons, we're only doing one episode this week because next week is a two-parter. So we got a couple new patrons to thank right now. Josh, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Thank these new wonderful people. First up is Dan R.
Thank you, Dan.
Next is Alejandro.
Thank you, Alejandro.
And Eric M.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you all very much for supporting the show. We really appreciate it. I should check email. But I don't think we have... No, we don't have anything.
Will check reviews next week.
Yeah, that's a next week thing.
How about that?
Yeah.
We're not supposed to do that stuff on Monday, so now you guys got to deal with me being a little lazy.
Yep. Also, so here's what we're going to do. This week is going to be one episode. Next week is going to be two episodes. And the week after that is only going to be one episode. So that way we can get back to Mondays being odd and Fridays being even. And that way we finish out the season and we end on a Friday episode.
Nice.
It's mostly for my persnicketiness.
You need to have that symmetry.
I need it. It worked out that way for so long that now if it doesn't, I'm like, okay, we got to just shuffle a thing around right. and fix it.
Go back into the middle and see what we can move around.
Yeah, we're just going to push some stuff where it needs to go. So, Josh, are you ready to jump into the wings of Animaria?
I mean... Yes, I guess I am.
So, in this episode, before we start, only, like, four things happen. So, like, this might be a short one. I know saying that kind of Babadooks us, but be ready in case it is, like, a half an hour long. We start off in the quarry. Master Org is there with Toxica and Jindrax, and he's got Nazor's big, they call it a crown. It doesn't look like anything.
It's like a ring that you put on an org horn.
Yeah, it's like a ring that goes. You ever seen those rings that like go all the way up and like around the knuckle a little bit?
Oh yeah,
it's like that, but for an org face. And they go to where he was killed, which I remember him being killed up against a rock, and this is kind of in the middle of nowhere. So
I also remember that, but there's a big Nazor shaped crater in the ground, so this has to be the spot.
It's gotta be. So they put the crown in. Toxica, do the spell. And so she does a spell. I didn't write it down because it's just bad Power Ranger nursery rhyme spell. And the Power Rangers show up morphed, all of them. And they're like, what are you doing? We're going to stop you. And it's like, well, maybe they're just like on a walk. You don't know. I mean, yeah, they're doing evil, but like, you don't know. And then Nazor is resurrected into, and I quote, Super Nazor.
Super Nazor. He will kill you, Power Rangers.
The accent is funny. when he's trying to be angry and threatening with it.
Yeah, it's
and I kind of love that.
I don't want to be mean to this man, right?
Right.
Because he's out there doing his best, and he's not doing a terrible job. I just don't understand why they were like, this accent works.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they hired him to be like... I'm always interested in the Power Rangers casting process because it's non-union, so you have like your pick of the litter of actors that no one's ever seen before, really.
It's crazy because sometimes it's like you have to have some experience somewhere, whether it's like dancing, martial arts, or acting. And then other times it's like, we'll just take you.
Yeah, so I don't know what Master Orc has done before. And I know that if you told me that if like I got hired to do like a Ukrainian Power Rangers show and I had to speak in Ukrainian, my accent would also be hilarious to them.
Right.
And I would have to have all my lines spelled out phonetically for me. Because there's no way I could just remember Ukrainian. But I think maybe they should have gone with someone local, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially for someone that's just like as blah looking as Master Org.
Apparently somebody on the Discord, I don't remember who, let me see if I can pull it up, somebody said that they have a picture of the big bad from Die Ranger, what season 2 was based on, and that's what Master Org is wearing. It's just literally King Goma's shirt, basically.
Huh.
Let me pull it up. It was the very serious Lewis. It's it's literally like there's a horn on the hat. There wasn't on Goma's. Oh, and that's the same. It's basically the same. It looks like a lower budget version of of what King Goma was wearing, which is weird. Cause like, does that mean that they had like a version of somebody wearing this before and didn't use it? Or they're like, hey, do you have a bad one that you could send us?
It probably shipped with the monster costumes.
That's possible.
Because they did use the monsters in season 2.
Yeah. That's the only thing they used for most of it.
Right. And the White Ranger.
And the White Ranger. And then they switched out the Zords in a weird, clunky toy Animorph way. Gosh, you remember season 2? That was so long ago.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's like 6 years almost.
It was almost 6 years. Well, I guess it was about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Because season 1, I think, lasted us maybe a year.
Somewhere between five
episodes. Yeah.
Somewhere between 5 and 6.
Yeah. So it's been a grip. So Master Org dips because Super Nazar's here and he doesn't need to fight. And then Merrick's like, I thought I killed you. And runs at him and then just gets thrashed.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna hit you with my pool cue.
He's like, saber mode. And the thing about sabers that makes them effective is that either A, the edge is sharp, or B, the point is sharp, and the pool cue is neither.
It's neither.
You're just holding it at the bottom.
It's round and blunt. It like it's nothing.
This is at best quarterstaff mode. It's not a saber. I think he just gets grabbed and, like, tossed. I don't even remember. It's so nonchalant. He does nothing to Super Nazar. And then they blast him with... I think he blasts him with the pool cue shot, and it does nothing. And he's like, I'm a super org, so, like...
Yeah.
I don't know what your plan is, Merrick. And then he blasts the Rangers with some lightning. And then he blasts Cole a second time by himself because Cole gets uppity and tries to punch him with his lion mitten. New Nazar is better looking.
He's so he's still a big nose, but also I think
he's three noses now. Because his nose is his forehead, and there's another, there's like dorsal noses.
His nose is his forehead and his five head and his six head.
Yes. And he's got like weird little nostril flap wingies or something.
Yeah, I didn't really study it like I should have. I don't know if he still had ears worked in any way.
If he did, they were very little. They were thin, skinny ears. Like a seraphim wing.
He sacrifices big ears for extra noses.
Sometimes you gotta. You got too many ears. You don't need all that ears. You need some more noses so you can smell better. They do a sound slash. It gets deflected, and then he blasts them back.
He
and
just backhands it out of the way like a laser beam. He's just like, no.
Yeah. Because like when they do the sound slash, like they do like a wind up, and when they slash, like a big laser comes out of the tip of the sword, but like follows the sword, so basically makes the sword extremely like long, like Sephiroth style.
Yeah,
and he literally just like, gah, get that sword out of my face.
And he blasts them so hard that 4 out of the 6 of them, I don't want to spoil what's about to happen,
they are knocked unconscious. They're not, and demorphed.
They're unmorphed and knocked out. Yeah.
And then Cole's like, so the music goes away too at this point, and it takes a minute for the music to come back, and it's a little weird.
It is very weird. The last time that I remember this happening was in the Silent Sleep episode.
Was that?
That's Lost Galaxy, yeah.
I know at some point this year there was no I think the first episode there was no dialogue, and that was weird. And now there's no music, and I'm like, y'all need to figure this out.
I feel like, I mean, it's on purpose. Someone made the choice to not have music here. And I feel right. like the intent is to make it just seem more serious. Because if there's music playing, you know, like, the Rangers are going to win because their music is playing.
Right.
When there's no music playing, it's like, well, maybe they won't.
Yeah. And then like, there's, and like a music swell later that I guess it leads up to.
That's true. And like, they kind of won't win yeah. unless this episode happens.
Yeah, pretty much. So they go back to getting whooped, and he's about to execute Cole or Merrick, maybe both. And then yellow lightning hits him. And then we pan up to the sky, and there is Deus Ex Animus. Just chilling.
He doesn't do anything. He shot the lightning, I guess, and like saved Cole's life.
Yeah.
And then he warps the 4 unmorphed Rangers out back to the Animarium.
He warps all of them away. Cole and Merrick too.
And then he just stands in the sky for a second and does not say any. He's nope. just like, I'm a very lazy writing device here to save the day.
Yeah, literally, like, what up? I'm a get out of jail free card.
Thank God they put this ghost of a Megazord in the Sentai so we could just write ourselves out of any corner.
I hate it. It's so lazy. It's so dumb. It's boring. Like, it's really boring. And also, doesn't Shayla have magic? Couldn't Shayla just have magic and do something about this?
Exactly. All he does is, like, undermine the whole purpose, I think, of Shayla. Because yeah. right now, she is just crushing on Merrick, and that's kind of it.
Yeah, and sing a bad song.
Yeah.
And Every morning, she does a bad sing.
And she puts, like, a wet washcloth on everyone's forehead.
Yeah, she damps some foreheads up. So They were back at the Animarium, and Merrick's like, I can't believe this is all my fault, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, it's not your fault. And I'm like, well, whose fault is it then? Shayla? Like, it's Cole, like, it's technically speaking, it is Cole and Merrick's fault that their friends are not, like, conscious right
it's
now.
It's not like, I mean, they didn't do it.
Yeah.
But
and
also
like,
yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation.
they're both wrong.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
It's not all your fault.
Yeah. So
it is a little. It's a little bit your fault.
Enough. You're not unculpable. So the pool does a squirt, and the pool squirt says the Super Nasers in the city. And so they teleport back down, because I guess their plan is to go get their asses kicked more. Literally nothing is different about this time than last time, except now there are less people to start the fight.
Yeah, it's just, hey, we can distract him for 15 minutes. We'll put off the end of the world for 15 minutes by fighting him.
Yeah, like, literally, it's not like we have to go save people. Like, they don't say, like, you know, he's attacking people, we need to go stop that. They're just like, oh, he's back, let's go get him now. For our friends. I was like, well, no, they probably wouldn't want you to be murdered to death by a big nose man.
And at this point, I was like, what do you mean, like, for our friend? Like, they're injured, but they're not dead. However.
Yeah, but.
Stay so, tuned, because we're about to get to some weird stuff in a minute.
Yeah, so they jump down. It's just the two of them. They do a roll call. It's very short because there's only two of them. And there's no music. And then they get beat up again. And we cut back up to Shayla. And I thought we were just going to get a Shayla cut of her being like, oh, no. And then cut back down.
Oh, they're getting beat up by a Super Nazer.
And that, like, so, thanks, Shayla. I saw. But no, it is a Shayla cut, but it's a transitionary Shayla cut because it goes to Shayla and she damps Alyssa's forehead. And then we go into all of them. They're laying down on like jungle cots and they're like in a cross pattern. And then it kind of like fades to them in a dimension TM from season one. Where, like, there's a black void and there's the fog on the ground. It's very classic season one dimension. You're now in someone's dimension.
Right.
And they wake up.
You're in the bones dimension.
Yeah, you're in the bones dimension. You're in the demon face space cage. You're in all the other places that they got sent for no reason.
Madam Woe had a dimension.
Madam Woe did. Zed had several, I feel like, yeah. Just like for him. I'm trying to think of any other examples, but I don't.
I know there's more. I can't remember if the Black Knight had one or not. I don't Possible. Think he did. I don't remember.
It's basically like 50-50 on any given monster having their own bespoke dimension. So they wake up, but they do that like Casper thing where they stand up out of their body and their bodies are still like on the ground. They're like, whoa, that's weird. It's like, yeah, it is pretty weird that your body's still on the ground, Danny. What? So... then there's like a little kid in we can't see his face. He's in like a white robe.
Yes, and he opens the pearly gates and asks them to come inside.
He's like, would you like to come to heaven to solve a puzzle for me?
They're dead.
Yes.
I'm 90% sure that they died.
I feel like the episode doesn't want to say it, but yeah.
Because when you step out of your body, that is very specific symbolism.
Yeah, my spirit is no longer in there because I'm dead now. You know how ghosts get made? And then the kid's like, okay, there's a secret, wicked, strong wild zord on the Animarium who's hidden because he's shy, I guess.
Yeah, he says he hasn't revealed himself in over 3,000 years. And it's like, well, yeah, no crap. None of them have. You stupid kid.
Yeah, dummy. He's like, I need you to come in and solve this puzzle to awaken the Zord. And they're like, okay. And so they follow him in. We cut back down to what I am calling CM Fight. It's just Colin Merrick fighting. I didn't write anything down other than those words because it's not important. They're getting beaten up. They're bad at fighting. We cut back. The puzzle is a timed jigsaw puzzle.
It's not. It does not look like a very hard puzzle.
I paused it and I counted the pieces.
I'm going to guess it's like 7 pieces.
It's like, and they were kind of moving it. And when it was paused, there were some hands in the way and I wasn't going to like look for a good angle. It's between, like, 9 and 12.
Okay.
It's a puzzle you could put together by looking at it and then doing, like, one of these numbers. It's just a puzzle, but also perfection.
Yeah. Because it's not, like, a puzzle piece jigsaw shape. It's, like, weird, like, I don't even know how, just like, it's just a bunch of weird cuts.
It's like it was a plate and they dropped it and they're like, put the plate back together.
It's like a shattered plate.
Yeah. And so they're like, well, what do we do? And he's like, you gotta put the puzzle together. And if you run out of time, you'll be here forever. And they're like, okay, well, we gotta, or else.
Nobody says anything except Taylor, who's just like, we'll do it. We're going to do it.
They're like, yeah, well, I mean, if we don't, Cole and Merrick are definitely going to die. Because there's also like a big screen kind of thing near them just showing Cole and Merrick getting beaten up.
There's a lot of weird stuff in this Limbo dimension that happens now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, Limbo's about to pop off too because they're like, all right, we'll take the challenge. And he's like, you've made your choice. And they're like, uh-huh. And then the ground starts falling away. And they're like, I guess this is what they mean by timer.
Yeah, the ground that they're standing on is the sand in the hourglass. Like, when it all falls away, you're out of time.
Which is a pretty neat idea.
This feels like it's something from a D&D campaign.
Very much so. I feel like we absolutely, on the Fallen Gods, would have to do this to get some.
Could you just press the digitate a puzzle back together?
I have mending. Yeah, I probably could do that. We could just cheat and be like, ta-da! Because that's our specialty on that show, is cutting corners.
How can we cheat?
What's that? A future villain? What if we kill her now before she can do anything? Got him. It's a good time. The last episode, did you put the new episode up?
No, I'm going to do that when we're done. I have today's Morphin Grid, and that episode needs to go up.
That I listened to it yesterday, just like make sure everything was good about it. God, is it so funny. I don't want to toot our own horns. It's fucking hilarious.
So we're getting off topic, but I think we're almost done.
We're basically done with the episode.
Those last two episodes were supposed to explore Flint's past, and I don't think it really answered any questions.
I think it gave us a question that we didn't know, which is, what happened to Flint? And it was like, oh, he was took?
Yep.
And then we killed the guy who did it. Problem solved. My favorite thing is, like, last week on Gem Jammer, it was like this big emotional thing. There was like interpersonal drama and like a whole lot of stuff. And this week we're like, instead, what if we turn into gooses and kill the bad guy without really worrying about it? Pretty dope. Anyway, back to Power Rangers. We cut back to CM Fight Part 2. We cut back. Max almost falls in the lava, but Danny grabs him. And then Alyssa almost falls in the lava, and Danny grabs her.
Thank God for the Iron Bison.
And, well, I wish this would have been explored a little more. They didn't really. So they gave parameters that, like, put the jigsaw puzzle together in time or else you'll be here forever, and presumably you will not unleash the wicked cool Zord that will save everybody and you know,
right,
give everybody Kansas Surge and stuff.
That Shayla has to go back to sleep because she can't fight.
Yeah, because she's not going to do anything. But what they did instead was, like, it's a timer, and it's running out, and, like, we didn't really explore anything, like, trying to put the puzzle.
We get some very strange, like, puzzle action shots.
Yeah, and them, like, do these fit together? Nope. Do these just two and I?
It's just two of them, like, shoving big puzzle pieces at each other.
And then, like, sometimes they stick together. Because at the end, Danny's got this weird, like, ninja star of puzzle pieces that look like they just, like, when they touched right, they became one.
Yeah, it seems like when they go together, they, like, mend together.
Yeah. So they start falling, and I thought it was going to be, like, Danny's like, I'm holding them, and Taylor was going to put the puzzle together to be like, I'll get this, so you just make sure they don't fall, and you don't fall. But then they're just back up on the thing, like, immediately, and they're like, and Taylor's like, come on, hurry. It's like, all right.
It would be, I feel like, instead of four of them trying to put one puzzle together while the floor caves out underneath you. So there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of pressure. Because if you don't do it, your friends will die also.
Yeah.
And the floor is falling out, so you're like panicking. And then four people panicking trying to put a puzzle together is not going to work as well as I think just one person trying to do it.
Yeah, we've all seen Double Dare. Like, like whenever there's enough people panicking trying to get a flag out of a big nose, like, it doesn't work.
And you only have 2 seconds to do it because you have, like, 35 seconds to run the whole obstacle course.
Every flag gives you an extra, like, 2 seconds, which isn't a lot, I don't think. It's like, jump to the pizza. You didn't get the flag. Oh, no, that's a pepperoni. Get back in the big nose. You missed a flag over there. So they
all the soda fountains until the flag comes out.
You got to do a little hand bike thing.
Just don't forget the hamster wheel. Everybody loves the hamster wheel.
Oh, everyone love a hamster wheel. I want to see someone running and then trip and, like, land on their face and then just cartoonishly spin around the hamster wheel. Never happened. So then everything's falling away. They're almost done, but they're not, like, I guess they're not almost done. They're getting there. And then Air Yutan 2 comes up which is what I'm calling this magic kid. And he's like, give me your hands. I'll save you. And they're like, what about our friends? He's like, you've made your choice. And he, then the ground falls out from under them.
I feel like this is a missed opportunity for them to be like, you didn't do the puzzle. You're going to fall into literal hell.
Into literal Christian hell lava. You're falling into Minecraft times.
And he's like, I can save you, but you'll be stuck in heaven and you'll forget about your friends. And they're like, no, we can't do that. And I feel like making that choice should have been the puzzle all along. You know what I mean?
I thought that's what was, I thought he was going to be like, you've passed.
Yeah.
You know, but no, they just are falling into lava. I feel like if this episode would have like 7 less minutes of Cole and Merrick getting beaten up for no purpose or reason, and like 7 more minutes of this hell heaven purgatory puzzle
of the Rangers,
like a test or a trial.
Yeah, of the Rangers working together as a team to save one of their or two of their own, I guess.
Yeah, I thought that would be a lot better of an episode.
Because who really cares about Cole and Merrick getting beat up? Like, how many times do you have to show the same shot of them getting knocked down and getting up again?
Every time it cut back to them, it could have been the same footage because it was nothing.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of nothing. So they're falling into lava, and Ergotan 2, that wasn't the test. That was just him trying to save them to bring them to heaven and forget their friends, but they wouldn't. So then they fall, and mid-air, they come together like in the MMPR movie when they're skydiving, and they put the puzzle pieces together. And then that shoots...
We don't actually see the puzzle pieces go together. It like we get the implication of it because they're like moving toward each other, and then it cuts to Cole, who gets the cool new toy.
Yep, I'm glad they did all this work so Cole could get a new thing. That's fun, but also he's about to be executed, and then this Falcon gun shield pops up and protects him.
It's exactly the same thing that happened before when he was about to get executed and Animus blasted Nazor away. Now he's like about to get executed, but instead he gets a cool bird gun.
Yeah. So he uses that a little bit. It pops him, save him. And then he's like, this is from the others.
I can feel it.
Okay.
Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
Are you feeling it now?
In that episode of SpongeBob, they go on a panty raid.
SpongeBob was a weird show. A lot of people forget the panty raid episode of SpongeBob. It's an important moment in American history, I think. What a weird... Okay. Weren't they pearls? Why is Mr. Mr. Krabs raiding pearls? Well, that's just...
No, Mr. Krabs was hanging out with SpongeBob and Patrick because he wanted to, like, be hip to the kids.
Be a hip, cool youngster, yeah.
And so they were like, now we're going to go on a panty raid. And I guess he didn't realize they're sneaking into his own house.
That episode's pretty weird when you think about it, huh?
Yep.
For kids. It's called the Falcon Summoner. I kind of 360 no-scoped that it was going to be a falcon gun. I just wrote in my notes, like, it's a falcon-looking thing, and it was.
Did you expect it to open up into a falcon Nerf bow?
Yeah, and it's pretty neat-looking, but it's also really a toy.
It's definitely a toy. It's got, like, that, I want to call it a pump, I guess, that, like, you have to pull back to lock it, and then you pull the trigger to shoot it, like a Nerf gun, like an air pressure pump.
Yeah, exactly like that. Like I think there are Nerf bows that literally use the same principle.
Yeah,
like pull a thing back and then So he shoots a bolt and it just immediately murders Super Nazor, and then it disappears into his belt. And we get a shot of his belt, and it looks like he's looking down at his belt, but then he forgets about his belt for a minute.
It's so because it goes into his belt and he's like, "What the heck about my belt?
What happened?" Well, it went into your belt for a second, Cole. So then the others attack, the other Dukes, Toxicon Jindrax, and they're in a parking lot. They're in, like, They're in like an O'Reilly's parking lot, it looks like. It's the weirdest place for a fight.
Yeah, it's strange.
I don't know how they got here.
I'm kind of
the quarry.
I'm glad they did.
I guess they were in the city. Because he said they're in the city now. Okay, never mind.
I'm glad they did, because it's good to see Ginger X and Toxica having a good fight.
Yeah.
And we do get a lot of good car stunts out of it, like them jumping off of cars and doing stuff. Yeah. I check out of the fight scenes about 90% of the time now. So.
I usually use that to catch up on notes to, like, if I'm behind on taking my notes. But also, this episode was mostly fights, so
yep.
A lot of it just gone. So Merrick shows back up. Don't know where he went, but he's back now. And then he just gets blasted and demorphs. Thanks for showing up, Merrick.
Got him.
Cool job. Cole gets blasted in the, not blasted, but like that, like suspension lightning that bad guys do a lot of the time.
Yeah.
He's like held up in the air. And he's like, ugh, my belt hurts.
Oh, there's something in my belt, I think.
What could it be? It's like, well, if you weren't a 1-year-old and you didn't have object permanence, you would know that your Falcon Summoner went back into your belt. So then, like, they let him go and he's falling and he pulls his belt buckle out and, like, flips it over and there's, like, a new gem on the back. And he's like, Animarium armor. And I was like, cool, glad you knew what this was. Second nature, et cetera, et cetera.
It's like as soon as you touch the, like, the Power Ranger relic, you absorb the knowledge of it.
Yeah, that's got to be a Morphin' Grid.
Or the Morphin' Grid is like, here's the instructions.
I think, like, it's got to be like, yeah, a download, right?
I'm just wiring, like, these right into you right now.
Yeah, like, you know how you used to have to, like, you would get a new printer and you'd plug it in and you had to put in like a disc and like do a whole. Now you plug it in and it's like, hey, do you want this driver? Here it is.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Morphin' Grid is. Like, hey, I see you touched a Falcon Summoner and it's in your belt now. Would you like the Animarium armor? Here's what you do. So he gets the Animarium armor, and it's not bad.
It's not too bad. I do want to point out that 4 Power Rangers had to die so that Cole could get a muscle butt suit.
which is worse? 4 Power Rangers dying so Cole could get a muscle butt suit, or Carone getting a muscle butt suit so that Leo could get a muscle butt suit?
That's worse.
It's way worse, I think. And then the two best examples so far are the other two examples, which are you type a number on your cell phone communicator and now you got muscle butt powers, Andros, or kill a dragon.
I think kill a dragon wins every time.
I think so. It's hard to beat up a killing a real dragon. So the armor is like big wings and like a chest piece and like his boots are gold, but they're a little bit bigger, but they're not like cartoonish the other ones, basically the last two.
Yeah.
It doesn't look bad. It just looks like this is a toy. Go buy this new toy at your local KB Toys. If those were still around in 2002, I'm genuinely not sure.
I think they were. I don't think they closed down until the mid-2000s, maybe even the 2010s.
Sure. I don't really know. There weren't any close to me. There was one in Keene, but I don't know. It was like there for a short time, and I don't know if it dipped out before the KB collapse or not. The wings got a deflection shield because they shoot lasers at Cole, and he puts the wings, they come down over the front and just bounces them back. He does a thing called a Falcon Blast, and it hits him so hard they turn back into regular Duke Orgs.
I looked up KB Toys.
Oh no, when did it go out of business?
They closed.
It was like 96, wasn't it?
The day before my birthday on February 9th, 2009.
That's way later than I thought. But also, happy birthday, Josh.
Yep, happy birthday. KB Toys is dead.
It's gone.
And it's all my fault.
Now you got to go to Worcester to get go to a toy store.
There's a Toys R Us at in Leominster.
That's the one we went to.
Yeah.
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 Is Leominster closer than Worcester?
It's about 45 minutes closer.
I don't know anything about geography, especially Massachusetts geography.
It's that weird arm. It kind of throws everything off.
I think so. It bends time around it. Anyway, so now that we know that Josh personally killed KB Toys, we know who to blame.
Yeah. Whoops.
he just like stomps them and he does a Falcon Blast and it hits him so hard that they turn back into regular orgs. Like their Guyver suits disappear.
They unmorph.
Yeah.
They get demorphed.
But now they have the benefit of being unbrainwashed because they're like, whoa, what the heck? We should get out of here. And then the other four Power Rangers teleport in like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. Again, a very MMPR movie heavy episode.
I think actually they descend from heaven.
It, you know, we've literally never seen them teleport from the Animarium.
That's true.
The only time they've ever teleported is when they were in heaven this time. So yeah, maybe they just got put back because they land and they have their crystals with them. This is so weird.
I thought they all crystals. Got, I thought they all got new ones. And then I noticed in Danny's, I'm like, oh no, that's just the Bison.
Yeah, they have their crystals and Cole's like, guys, and they just go, huh? And they like nod at him. They all do different varying quality nods.
This is 100% a Back from the Dead scene. Those Power Rangers absolutely were murdered by Super Nazor.
Yeah, 100%. Nothing else makes sense. So then he's like, oh, where were you? What happened? And then Master Orc comes up and drops some beans in the Nazor soup pile and makes him grow that way. So I guess he's got his own stash of magic beanstalk
and
beans.
And the magic spell is all superfluous because he doesn't say anything.
No. Maybe, why does she gotta do a spell then?
She does shoot the seeds out of her staff, so maybe she's like conjuring the seeds and he just happens to like have some.
He just has a little garden in his office.
He ate the seeds, so now he just sprouts them.
Yeah. So then Super Nazor's there. Cole uses the bow and arrow to summon the Falcon Wild Zord from a volcano, which is pretty cool. But also that's where the pterodactyl came from too. So we're cribbing a lot of notes from that first gen Power Rangers. It's like they know the 10-year anniversary is coming up. The Falcon attacks it. It doesn't really do anything. And Master Org's like, the Falcon cannot defeat Super Nazor. And then he like looks around for Toxica and Jindrax, but they're gone. Or maybe that's later. I think this is when they leave. And he doesn't notice because he's super psyched about Super Nazor.
Jindrax, who's not brainwashed anymore, is still a little bit like, we have to help fight the Power Rangers. And Toxica's like, no, let's...
No,
just like holds remember? It back. And she's like, no, we gotta go. We're actually gonna get out of here.
Yeah, I really like that. Then they all get new Zords. And they... not new Zords, but they don't use their regular ones. They have the giraffe. So the Falcon's already there. They call the giraffe, the rhino, the deer, and the armadillo. I thought those were I thought the rhino and the dillo were a package deal.
I thought so too. And I guess, but, I mean, they probably are, but they just come out separately.
Yeah, they do have their own crystals. Because
the armadillo plugs into the foot of the rhino. So, like, you need the rhino for the armadillo.
But, like, it's weird because, like, this Zord, because they're about to make the Isis Megazord, named after the Egyptian goddess of something or other. I don't know how a deer and a giraffe and a rhino and an armadillo and a falcon make up the Egyptian goddess of maybe life or something. She was like a goddess queen or something.
Isis like the cat one?
No, that's Bast.
Oh, you're right. I'm looking up Isis.
Isis was the regular human one.
Oh, that's
she's like one of like the two human ones.
You have to be a little specific on your searches now in 2019 when you look up Isis. Yeah, I'm on a list now, but that's okay. This is for knowledge.
I did realize that while taking my notes. I was like, okay. Maybe they wouldn't name this the same thing nowadays.
She's the goddess of a lot of things. Isis is the ancient Egyptian goddess of magic, fertility, and motherhood. And death, healing, and rebirth.
Okay.
And she is symbol. She is represented with wings. She has wings, big wings.
Okay. So I guess that at least that makes sense then. So they do. They're Nazor can fly too because they're flying, and he's like, "You can fly, me too." And he flies on his little wingy nose.
Sorry,
flaps.
I just have to say this one other thing about Isis real quick. She is the first daughter of Geb or Jeb. I don't know.
It's Geb.
It's Geb and Nut.
Okay.
Geb is the god of earth, and Nut is the goddess of the sky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Nut.
Nut.
Geb nuts. I don't think I have anything there. They're fighting. They block. It also has the Falcon shield that Cole's magic armor has. And they do the Isis stare, which there's giant eyeballs on the Falcon wings, and it just blasts out of them, and it's kind of creepy.
It's super weird that there's big eyes on the wings.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's a little unsettling. And they, like, blink. It's very weird. And this is when I was like, oh, I guess Taylor's the Dillo? Because they're all, like, doing their attacks. Like, Dan's like, or Max is like, giraffe spear. And Liz is like, deer clutcher, which I don't think is a thing. And then Taylor's like, Dillo spin. And he's like, rhino kick or whatever. And they do the combo. And it just sucks that she's like an also, she's like, gets the accessory sword.
Right. You're the ball.
Yeah.
You could play with us. You could be the ball.
Yeah. That sucks. So then they do a super Pele. They do the, like, a mega Pele and destroy Super Nazar once and for all. Maybe he'd been brought back once. Maybe it'll happen again. Who knows?
Well, this time he exploded in the sky, so there's not a grave site to resurrect him right. from.
And also, maybe his crown's gone. It was a one-time use resurrection.
This is the one that they should have captured in a ball and yeeted into space.
Right? That's what I was saying. I was like, you've got this magic orb Pokeball thing that you can use it. Why do we go through all this trouble with the deer if it's just gonna it just gives him a little squeeze.
It's just a little pinch.
It's just like, gotcha, hey.
You're not wearing green,
got him. Except so Nazar. Then we come back down to
Nazar is all green.
You're not gonna get him on St. Patty's Day. So we cut back down. Master Org is very mad and he's yelling, but the Dukes are gone. And then we cut over to them on like a cliff or a mountain or something. And Jindrak's like, what are we going to do about him? And Tasha's like, oh, I've got a plan.
Yeah, he's all in now because he's like, what are we going to do about that fake Master Org?
Yeah. And Tasha's like, I got a plan. And he's like, cool. What is it? And then she starts walking away. He's like, wait, what is it though? And so he falls after. Then we cut to the Rangers. Shayla is on Earth, they're like, "What happened? Probably you didn't answer my question."
Probably because the bodies she was taking care of are gone now.
Or did she see them down here, and there's still four bodies up on the Animarium that she's got to throw? She's got to yeet into a volcano.
Double Power Rangers.
Well, those ones are dead, so they can't really do anything.
Yeah, but you could use them as bait.
Aha, the final trick. So Cole's like, you never answered my question. What happened? Where were you? And they're like, it was like a shared dream. It's hard to remember. And Max's like, yeah, it seems like every time I try to remember, I forget more and faster.
This is so weird, because Danny's like, yeah, it was like a dream. And there was like a kid, right? There was a kid, I think.
He is so bad at acting. He's like really bad at it.
It's like when you catch a literal child in a lie and they try to tell you something that
yeah.
something different happened. And you're like, no, I know that you're lying to me.
So then Taylor's like, maybe we aren't supposed to remember. Ba, 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 ba,
what does that mean? Why? Why not?
It means you died and you went to heaven and you're not supposed to remember heaven, even if it looks like one of Lord Zedd's spare dimension
evil
rooms.
Dimension. It's just a pitch black room. It's really smoky. And there's a gate and the floor falls out into hell.
You know, like heaven.
And there's a puzzle of an octopus that you have to put together.
I think it was a falcon.
Oh, that would make sense.
But it also might have been like
suction cups.
I would like to see it all together because I think it was more of like a representation of the Isis Megazord, because the only thing I can vividly remember seeing is like an Eye of Horus looking thing. But that might have been on the Falcon, or might have been one of the Falcon's wings, which have eyeballs.
Oh, that could be.
So they're like, yeah, I guess we aren't supposed to remember. And then we get a shot of the Isis Megazord just standing there flapping its wings, and then the episode's over.
What?
So the Power Rangers died and went to purgatory? Maybe the test was to see if they could go to heaven. Maybe the test was to get the Falcon awake, and then if they did that, they could go to heaven, but they didn't choose to go with him to heaven. So it's like, well, I might as well send you back to Earth so you don't die in lava. In hell lava.
You just have to deal with seeing your own dead bodies on the Animarium every day.
Yep. I mean, look, they probably already got fed to the shark or something.
I would think before they died and had to go through a trial in hell to save their friends.
Yep. Like that Sesame Street special.
Yes.
You do know about that, right?
I don't know about that.
There was a Sesame Street special where Big Bird was like trapped in a museum and he had to help a kid weigh his heart against a feather so he could go to the afterlife.
This sounds like a creepypasta.
No, I saw it with mine own eyes, Josh.
Okay, so Big Bird is trying to help children cross over into the afterlife and SpongeBob sniffs panties. That's the big takeaway from this episode.
One of these yellow children's characters is much more wholesome than the other, it turns out.
But you would think, because the last episode, a big point of it was that the deer can heal Zords and people, that when the Rangers were injured, maybe the deer would heal them after a nice song.
Nope, it wanted a different song, but it didn't communicate those feelings, so it got pissy again.
It's like, I'm just going to be an arm.
You want to be an arm. Anyway, Josh, I started. What's the best?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sometimes it's really hard, huh?
I think the best is the return of Toxica and Jindrax. Jindrax being like, oh, you were actually 100% correct about him.
Yeah, I'm also going to best that because honestly, I didn't love anything else that happened. It was kind of nothing. It wasn't like egregious. I mean, some of it was talking about it, but like most of it was just nothing. But I do like Toxic and Jindrax being back and now being like against Master Org. And I'm excited to see where that goes. What's the worst?
I think the worst is that four Power Rangers had to die and pass a hell trial so that Cole could have a muscle butt suit.
You know, when you're right.
Nope. I'm going to go back. The worst is Animus showing up again.
Oh, yeah.
Because I hate him. I hate him so much.
Here's what we can do. You can worst Animus, and I'll worst the Rangers dying so Cole could get a toy.
Yeah.
Now everybody gets their own worst. Who's MVP?
Is it Taylor for being like, we're going to do the puzzle? No one else is making a choice, so I think we're going to just do the puzzle.
I think it's Taylor, because the only other option is the Falcon Zord?
Yeah.
Because Cole certainly was not MVP.
No.
Merrick for sure was not. Shayla didn't do anything. Toxica and Jindrax were cool at the very end, but I don't think that warrants it.
No, I think it has to be Taylor, because without her saying we'll do the puzzle, there is no Falcon Sword.
Maybe it was all of them, but when he's like, take my hand and you'll forget about your friends, but you'll be safe. I think it was Taylor who at least first was like, no, we're not going to do that.
No way.
So yeah, congratulations, Taylor. You get a freebie MVP. Now we got to rank this one.
Well, it's not the absolute worst episode we've ever watched.
Well, we've got a floor then.
I think it's probably in the lower half.
Okay, I don't know where my note. There we go. I opened several docs before this, and so I don't know where
it's definitely under A Father's Footsteps.
Yes. So Three's a Crowd was the wedding dress one. That's the one that just went up. That's with Brad Burt.
I was called him Brett Bart.
Brad Bart. I think I like that one better.
I like that one better too, because I like Kendall. But it is frustrating because Kendall is just an object to be won.
Yeah, which kind of sucks. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. I think it goes under Lionheart.
Okay. And above Darkness Awakening?
And above Darkness Awakening.
That seems fine, because I don't remember what happened in either of those.
Well, Lionheart was the premiere, and I remember there being a lot of, other than the hot dog talk, there was a lot of, like, good little moments here and there. This one was just mostly nothing until the end where Cole gets a new toy. And the other Rangers can come, I guess. And Mom says they get to play with it too.
Yeah.
So coming in at number 19, The Wings of Animaria. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. Next week, remember, it's the only one this week, because next week, we're going to get some reinforcements from the future.
I read the description, and I saw some familiar names.
Oh, you should. Can I tell you that the end of Reinforcements from the Future, Part 2, is maybe one of my favorite things that I've ever seen in Power Rangers? Because of how goofy and awesome it is. Very excited to watch that.
Well, let's hope it holds up through one of these episodes.
Knock on wood.
Through us tearing it down.
Sometimes they don't. We will see you next week for Reinforcements from the Future, Part 1 and 2. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I'm going to give this another 15 seconds because it's a new, different sound.
Fun.